Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see our God. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the God Minute. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, welcoming you to our prayer this morning on this great high feast of All Saints Day, where we give praise and thanksgiving to God for all those holy men and women who have achieved the reward of the kingdom and who intercede for us before God, so that like them, we might enjoy the rewards of the kingdom. Let us begin as we do all things, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Forever I will sing of the goodness of the Lord.
Forever I will sing of the goodness of the Lord.
Lord, I will always sing of your constant love, your faithfulness, my voice will proclaim at all times. I know your love will last forevermore, and your faithfulness is lasting as the stars. My servant, the king will always be a son of yours, and the kingdom I preserve to me, my Father and God, my protector, my Savior. I will make him my firstborn son, greatest of all kings. I will always keep my promises to him, and my covenant shall stand forevermore.
The gospel chosen for today comes from the fifth chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The teaching of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, we just heard, is often called the Beatitudes. It's an invitation to a way of living that brings true happiness and peace. Now, the Beatitudes are a formula or a guide, if you will, for each of us to grow in holiness and get to heaven. After all, we all want to get to heaven. To live radically in order to accept and live the invitation of Jesus to become a saint is absolutely essential. The Beatitudes call us to that radical way of being when our focus, our lives, are on God, which leads to a transformation in our life. You see, the word beatitude is Latin for an abundant happiness, calling us to be persons that God intends us to be, saints. God intends us, actually all of us, to be saints. To live the Beatitudes is to be centered on God and God's desire for our life. Today, All Saints Day, the church reminds us that God's call for holiness is universal, that all of us are called to live in His love and to make His love real in the lives of those around us. We need to accept the challenge to become saints. And we can use the saints, those who've gone before us, those who are officially on the calendar, if you will, as intercessors for us. Because they assure us again and again, no one is born a saint, but every one of us, by the grace of God, has the potential to become a saint. As a little change in our format today, let's call upon the holy men and women of ages past to intercede for us before the Lord so that we may grow in holiness and become the saints that we desire to be.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Mary, Mother of God, Saint Michael, holy angels of God, Saint John the Baptist, Saint Joseph, Saint Peter, and Saint Paul. Saint Felicity, Saint Agnes, Saint Gregory, Saint Augustine.
Athanasius,
Saint Basil,
pray for us.
Saint Cecilia.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you for which we earnestly long. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, before we conclude, just a quick reminder. Tomorrow is All Souls Day, and a special Mass will be available for you to stream on our app blog or our YouTube channel starting at 12 noon Central Standard Time. All the names and pictures of your loved ones whom you have sent to us who have passed will be included and lifted up to the Lord. I hope you'll join us. The Mass itself, even if you can't make it at noon, the Mass will remain available to watch or listen to on our app blog or YouTube channel for the entire week. So at some point, I hope you might set aside some time to pray with us, your God Minute family, at this special Mass as we remember and lift up those who have gone before us to the Father. Thanks, brothers and sisters, for joining us in prayer today. I hope you have a great day, and I hope that you get every grace that you need to become a saint among us. Now, take good care of yourself and one another. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.